The start of the 116th Boston Marathon is just about an hour away, and it could be one of the hottest races in history weather-wise. Temperatures today expected to approach 90 degrees. The Boston Athletic Association is urging runners who might not be in peak condition to skip this year's race, but thousands are promising that they will run today, including Julia Nye from Berkeley, California.
I'm just going to go out slow and take it easy. It's number 9 for me, so I've had all sorts of weather here. I was here during the nor'easter, and my first Boston Marathon was 86 degrees, so I'm just not going to go for any qualifying time.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock is covering the race. He joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Hey, Deb.
All right. Well, let's go over the concerns about the heat today. What steps are the race organizers taking?
Well, Deb, there will be extra medical volunteers on the 26.2-mile course. The fire departments in the local towns along the course will have their hoses out to cool off the runners as they pass through. There will be extra ice, extra water. Even so, the executive director of the Boston Athletic Association, Tom Grilk, says this could be a dangerous day.
If you're not really fit, don't run.
It makes sense. I just actually went out for a very short run, and I can say that running 26 miles in the weather conditions we have right now here in Boston with temperatures in the 60s would be difficult.
And if they decide not to run today, Alex?
Well, the Boston Marathon is sort of the holy grail for marathoners. People try to qualify all over the world to get into the race, and getting in is a pretty big deal. The BAA says if you choose not to run, your entry will be deferred until next year. So that takes a bit of the pressure off making that decision.
And what about the thousands of people who are going to run? What kind of advice are they hearing?
Well, as we heard from Julia Nye of Berkeley, California, slow down, drink plenty of water. Medical officials say the runners will need to drink more than they might normally drink on a long run, like a marathon, but they should also be careful about drinking too much water. Officials will be on the course watching for signs of runners who have heat exhaustion, asking other runners to do the same. Those signs include confusion, headaches, nausea, vomiting, or excessive fatigue.
And what about the elite runners, Alex? How do you think they'll fare today?
They will be affected by the heat as well. We certainly won't see, I don't think, a time like we saw last year, the world's fastest ever marathon. The top American marathoners are not here this year. They've already qualified for the Olympic Games in London. But the defending men's champ, Jeffrey Mutai, is trying to defend his championship from last year. Runner's World editor-at-large Amby Burfitt says Mutai is under some pressure today.
I'm sure that he feels that he has to win. He also feels that he has to run a fast time because it's almost sure that 4 or 5 of his countrymen will next weekend in London where it won't be 90 degrees.
It's sort of amazing because Mutai, as I said, ran that world fastest time ever last year here at the Boston Marathon. He may need to do something similar to that today just to make Kenya's Olympic team. The same holds true for the women's winner from last year. She's also back, Kenyan Caroline Kallel. Here's two-time Boston winner Joan Samuelson.
I think being the Olympic year and it being a last opportunity for selection to the Olympic team for many of these countries represented is going to play a role in determining how the women run the race. But Caroline obviously knows the course quite well.
And Deb, obviously two other runners, wheelchair athletes who know the course well, also in the field today, the defending champions from last year, both from Japan, Masazumi Sojima and Wakako Toshida.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock will bring us updates on the marathon throughout the day today. Alex, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Deb.